We spend a fair amount of time here talking about PatriotFoods.com because it's important that you know where your food comes from. It really is. Farmers are facing a bigger challenge today than they have faced maybe ever in my lifetime. Competition from all over the world to get your grocery dollars is happening every day. When you go to the supermarket, if you don't look at the package, you'll never know. Well, the guy that's with me now has stepped up to do something about that. Adam Alon, Patriot Foods founder and president with me. Adam, good to have you back.
Good to be on, Steve. Good morning.
Always a pleasure to have you, my friend. The American farmer is struggling. People need to be paying attention to what they're buying in the grocery store. They need to support the local team. It might cost a little more. We've talked about that. But as long as the American farmer's here, my meal at dinner time is safe, right? And that's super important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the American farmer is going out of business without a doubt. Many auctions in Michigan this year, we had frost events this year. Look at Washington and Oregon fighting 114 degrees right now. You know, we have many challenges in our business. And unfortunately, Steve, the biggest challenge is imports. Mexico, you know, Peru, Argentina, Uruguay. You can't compete with the slave labor. And yes, I did say slave labor because what they pay their people is not even close to right. It's not morally right.
No, it's dirt wages. It's beyond the pale. Long hours, back-breaking work, and little to show for it. But I want to talk about one other thing here. I want to talk about the American farmer. I want to talk about American farmers because you have a new agreement with U.S. Farm Hub that you've put together, and I want you to share this with people because it's not just about buying the blueberries or the squash or whatever it might be on your grocery shelf. It's also saying, hey, we can learn about the farmer that grew this exact product. And I think this is a great idea to connect the average consumer, me, with the people that are out working the land and putting food on my table. Tell me about this from U.S. Farm Hub.
Yeah, U.S. Farm Hub, how this works in a nutshell is this way. The company goes out to the field. We interview the family farmer. We give them a chance to talk about what they do. They tell their story, how long they've been in business, what they grow. It's very beautiful. We get a video. We put it on our platform. You scan a QR code on our packaging, U.S. Farm Hub or Patriot Foods. We are all connected. U.S. Farm Hub can go on other packaging, U.S.-only companies, of course. And the consumer can scan that QR code and go right to the farmer that grew the fruits or vegetables in our great country, Steve. And it's great for the farmer. They're getting their story out there. If they have a farm stand, if they have an online shopping platform, it's great for them. It helps them with extra revenue. It just gets the story out there, and it's beautiful for the retailer, for traceability, for food safety like no other. And what consumer doesn't want to know exactly where their fruits or vegetables are coming from? I haven't met one, honestly, that doesn't like this new platform.
No, I think it would be great. I think I shared with you when Ivy and I were traveling out of the country a couple of years ago in New Zealand. You would go into a restaurant, I would say, you know, the beef came from this farm, the vegetables from this farm, the butter from this creamery over here, the cheese came from this company around the corner. It was beautiful, and I think it's a great way to connect with your community because it means farm to fork, local sourcing of your food oftentimes, or in the region maybe, if we don't grow something where I live, but it grows somewhere in the region or in the country. That's good for me to know. I like to know the story behind the family farms that are putting the food on my table. I think it's a terrific thing to do.
It is, and retailers are getting on board, and the retailers, the buyers that are listening now, it's very important to get on board. Show your support for the U.S. farmer, and the consumers really, really enjoy it. They're scanning right there in the retailer store, and we are offering This year, for the first time, we are offering retailers to advertise in real time. So they can put something on that QR code connected to that farmer's video of what else is on sale. U.S. only can be advertised on the platform, but what else is on sale in their grocery store. It's real live advertising. It's so exciting for the retailer.
Right. So if you go through the store and you've got your phone, your smartphone, so you're being adequately tracked by the government, but you take a picture of the QR code of the strawberries, for example. It'll say, okay, to go with your strawberries, maybe you'd like some shortcake. Maybe you'd like some ice cream. They're available in aisles 2 and aisles 4. It kind of works with you that way, and you can find other U.S. suppliers of U.S. goods, be it fruits and vegetables, meat and cheese and steak and all of these things that are available, obviously, at patriotfoods.com, but you can also work your way through the grocery store supporting American farmers. I think it's brilliant. I know you worked this deal over the last couple of years to put it together, but Adam, it is absolutely brilliant because I think people do want to support the home team. I think people do care about buying American produce and knowing that American farmers have grown that right here in the country. How do people find out more? I know you can go to patriotfoods.com and learn about what you're selling and distributing all over the country from American Farmers Only. But U.S. Farm Hub, we got about 30 seconds. Tell folks how they can find out more.
Yeah, so you can go right to usfarmhub.com. We pop up right on top of Google there. It's the first offering right there on Google. It's real easy to find, Steve. And, it's a beautiful platform. And it's beautiful for everybody. It's beautiful for the marketers. It's beautiful for the retailer and the consumers. Wow, it makes shopping easy, and you know what you're buying, and you know where it's coming from.
Adam Lalonde, I'm telling you, great job. You can find out more at U.S. Farm Hub. You can also find out more at patriotfoods.com and U.S. Farm Hub. It's all there. Adam, keep doing the great work you're doing, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
There you have it. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIP.